And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for staying with us. We're going to talk now with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. I really would like to go back to the other way, but you know, we're not. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a look today, class, at finding your spiritual community and your spiritual connection, which may, as far as the connection is concerned, Beth, may sound a little odd because, you know, it's like, well, but I already have my connection. I'm always talking to and listening to the universe and da-da-da-da-da-da. But don't we, but we kind of need that community to help to support us. They don't carry us, but they support us, they encourage us, and in some cases, maybe even challenge us.
Well, yes. Yes, all of those are true. And in keeping with today's theme about happiness, you know, the amount of connection and the quantity and quality of connection can really change from day to day and season to season, and even, you know, what serves one individual is very different from what serves another individual. Okay. And you have to really customize it. And this time of year, our connections are more important. When there's a lot of energy in Pisces, we're kind of, what's the best way? You have more room in your mind and in your heart for those connections, for making the time for them, for tweaking them and analyzing them, you know, and making them more effective for everybody involved. But then there's also different kinds of connection. There's connection to your community, which is really kind of based on your connection to God and your paradigms. But then also that's based on your connection to yourself. And so, you know, there's several different layers to this that are easier to access right now.
And so from an astrological standpoint, what is helping us to, what is helping and insisting in that ease of access?
Well, it's different for different people. For people that are more other-directed, like for people who already have a lot of Pisces in their chart, or the sign of Cancer, which is very family-oriented, definitely spending time with other people is going to be a main route in for you. Also Sagittarians, they need a lot of social contact. Also Leos, you know, Leos are pack animals, they need a lot of contact. But Aquarians are very different. They need more alone time. They need to be left alone with their thoughts so they can figure it out on their own. And then when they figure it out, they'll get back to you.
Yeah.
You know, Aries is the same way. It's very different. But whether you're figuring it out on your own or with other people, you know, once you've figured it out, the end product is a richer, happier life experience.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that what we ought to do on these segments, in addition to what we're doing now and giving people insights on the coming week and so forth, maybe do a very brief little description of each of the 12 and what would the categorization be for this Western form of astrology?
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, right now, are we not in Aquarius, or have we shifted out of that?
It shifted. It moved. The sun's in Pisces, and Neptune is in Pisces, and Mercury's in Pisces.
Okay.
And so whenever there's more than one planet, there's just a lot more energy.
And the Pisces there is the fish.
Well, Pisces is the fish, but it's actually two fish. It's swimming in different directions.
Okay.
And it talks about the need for connection, but also the need for freedom.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's address that next week. And
awesome.
Here's my perspective on this. Because it is said that we either have already entered or are in the process of entering into the Piscean age. And
yes.
So maybe that's a good place to start,
the
especially
Piscean
considering
age.
That
yeah.
we are in... For those of the Catholic tradition, we are in the midst of Lent.
Yes.
Easter Sunday isn't amazing. I believe it's not until near the end of April this time, I think. If I looked at my calendar, maybe it's the end of March. Needless to say, let's take a look at that and start with Pisces next week.
We'll start with Pisces next week. Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Just a brief little instruction. So people get an idea of the characteristics. And again, this is all based on the Western astrological calendar and signs and so forth.
Yes.
And for people who want to touch base with you, it is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842.
Awesome.
And we will talk to you next week about Pisces and what the two fish going in opposite directions means.
Yes.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with more on Tell Me Your Story. There we go. Very good. Very good. Very good.